The Korean War by Max Hastings. The book carries a dedication to Charlotte. The book is preceded by a foreword from the author. In the past 20 years, the public fascination with military history has become a minor literary phenomenon on both sides of the Atlantic. It has centered overwhelmingly upon the Second World War. Indeed, at the extremities of the popular market, perceptions of the struggle between the Western Allies and the Germans long ago parted company with reality and took on the mantle of fantasy born a generation earlier by cowboys and Indians. In the past decade, more surprisingly, Vietnam has also given birth to a major publishing industry. Some new books seek seriously to examine why the United States lost the war. Others, like the films they inspire, attempt to rewrite history, to present aspects of that sordid, doomed struggle in an heroic light. How is it, then, that the other great mid-20th century conflict with communism, Korea, remains so neglected? Popular awareness of the Korean War today centers upon the television comedy show MASH, which dismays most veterans because it projects an image of the struggle infinitely less savage than that which they recall. The United Nations suffered 142,000 casualties in the war to save South Korea from communist domination. The Koreans themselves lost at least 1 million people. The United States losses in 3 years were only narrowly outstripped by those suffered in Vietnam over more than 10. Korea cost the British 3 times as many dead as the Falklands War. Chinese casualties remain uncertain, perhaps even in Peking, but they run into many hundreds of thousands. Since 1945...